Do you know that God speaks every time? Like, He's talking 24/7. He is prompting and dealing in your spirit, telling you over and over again about how much He loves you, how much He cares, regardless of whatever it is you're passing through, regardless of who you are, how He loves you, how He wants you to always remember that He's there for you. He's always arms open to welcome you, to show you His mercy, to show His healing. That is what God does every time. But the problem is, we are not listening because we feel like God's voice should sound exactly like how our pastor's voice. In fact, that's the issue. The issue is, we are not listening, one, and two, we, you know, want to decipher or decide how God's voice should sound like, or what channel He should use to talk to us. That there, right there, is where the issue is. You see, my friend, if there's anything I've learned over the years, it's the fact that God spoke concerning you. God is speaking concerning you, and God will continue to always speak concerning you. You just have to listen and hear attentively. You understand? In fact, the voice of God is so sure that once He speaks one, your outer man hears it, and then your spirit man hears it. So the problem is, it's one thing to hear the voice of God, and it's another thing to listen. When you listen, you'll be able to understand that this is the voice of God. This is God speaking. This is God telling me. This is God talking to me. But the problem is, you don't decide how He talks to you. You don't decide who He uses to talk to you. You don't decide what His voice should sound like. You know, when we were growing up, they want to paint the picture of God's voice, or what he sounds like. They give you this deep, quavery, and thunderous, you know, they present it in the fierce manner. Yes, it's not out of place to present the voice of God like that, you understand, but sometimes it does not come like that. Sometimes it could just come in the midst of a joke. A friend of yours could just reach out to you, and then, like, in a joke, just a joking sentence, and then it hits your spirit. God is telling me something. You don't have to. The person is ignorant. The person telling you is totally ignorant about it. But there, in that joke, in that laughter you've heard, sometimes it could be in a place of worship. It could be in your quiet place. It could just be somewhere that you will not hear His voice. Like, you know, like causing chaos. Or no, sometimes you just want to speak still into your spirit. The works of the Holy Spirit. He just wants to tell you, okay, there's this part of you that you should work on. There's this part of you that my love needs to extend to. There's this part of you that you need to have to let go of. There's this part of you that you need to appreciate more. This part of you that you should not stop hating. You understand? There are things. He's always speaking. Your problem is, you want Him to speak like your pastor. You want Him to speak like somebody you've placed an authority over your life. Something happened in my life recently, and I think it's best I share. I discovered that sometimes we tend to tilt to some to the voice of certain people because we place them above God. Yes, let me say it slowly. We tilt towards the voice and direction coming out from the person we have placed above God in a manner to which we think we are serving God through them, not knowing that no, we are actually placing them above what God is saying concerning us and concerning our life, our lives. Now, for example, some of us have spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers, and, you know, pastors, pastors, deaconesses, so many other persons, could be teachers, lecturers, or, you know, every other person that may not actually be related to you. It could be your parents, and you look to them, you see them, you want to serve them in order to please God. And along the line, God starts telling you things, but then you cannot listen because you are bent on, you know, picking instructions from these persons, thinking God is speaking instead of actually hearing the voice of God. Now, I'm not saying you should not have spiritual fathers and mothers and, you know, other people are listed, but then grow personally as, you know. Okay, now I'm not limiting this to any religion actually, but if you believe in the supreme God of Almighty, I'm a Christian, so I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, and you know, yes, it's not my fault that you don't believe in them, but I do, and my life has been changed just by the belief. Do you understand? So when you grow to, you know, understand the person of God. Now, like I said, I'm not limited to any religion, you understand? So you could be a Muslim listening, you understand? So when you've grown to that point where you understand the person of God, you'll be able to cipher, you understand? You'll be able to discern when an instruction or a statement is coming from God and when it is not. So let's take, for example, like I used before, I talked about a joke, and I said, sometimes you can just be in the midst of friends and people are laughing, just it might just be something not related, and then the person will just tell you like, the person will just make a joke. And if you are not quick to understand the frequency, you may just think it's a normal joke and then you move forward with your life and then laugh about it. But then for somebody who has the spirit of discernment would be able to pick that line, I'm like, whoop, God just spoke to me audibly. The person who spoke to you or who made that joke may be totally ignorant about the, you can even want to doubt, you understand, you even want to doubt that this person is capable of throwing such lies, because you may be thinking, oh, this person is a carnal person, you understand that kind of thing, and you tend to judge them. But then here is this person throwing you something that deep in your spirit, you know, is not from their bowels. That is how it is. So the point of this podcast is, I don't know what you're passing through. I don't know what you will pass through, or I don't know what you have passed through already. Now, before I wrap it up, because I'm trying to make it as short as possible. It just dropped in my spirit and I said, let me talk about it. In the past, I've experienced terrible experiences, and there was this day, you know, I returned from school. That was during my SSC. I returned and I was depressed, very depressed, bad, sad. Man, I could not even really breathe. And then I sat down, like the normal routine was come back, cry myself to sleep, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not telling you a story. This is one of the reasons why I started my podcast, to share my genuine stories, things that happened to me genuinely. I want to share them. So I'll come back, I'll cry, and you know, it was some sort of way. But then in the midst of all these things, I can remember three times God actually randomly said something to me. First of all, you know, back in the day when I would be crying, before you know, I'll feel like a pat, like a hand will pat my back and say, so sorry, it's okay, yield. I'm telling you, it will drop so still in my spirit. It's okay, yield. It's okay, yield. Y-E-I-L-D. Wow. Is it Y-I-E-L-D? Okay, Y-I-E-L-D. Oh, whichever it is, I'll check later. But you could hear it, yield, Daniel. Sorry, yield. And it was so real. So another time I think he spoke was one day I was lost in thoughts, walking, and there was this, I think a car was coming. I did not really notice, but after the car almost hit me and passed, I still did not even notice I was going. Then one guy just stopped me. I didn't stop. What is it? You worry a lot. Let it go. I'm like, he could just have noticed and just decided to speak or to say it, but it does not mean he came from his bowels. Now the scripture says the heart of men is desperately wicked, who can know? So by default we are wicked people. By default we brew, we drown in wickedness. I'm so sorry, you might not really like this one, but that's the default nature of a man that does not know God. You understand? But because of the amount of godness we are exposed to, because of the amount of love he has for us, this love is able to find expression in our heart and, you know, our bowels are now influenced by the love of God, that we can now, you know, start exhibiting goodness. That was what I feel happened, because he did not look like a nice person. And I did not judge him by a nice person, or I not judge him by a wrong person. He just tapped me and said, "What is it? Let it go. Like, you worry a lot. What is it? Let it go." Now, the third time was, I think it was a joke. And then somebody told me that, among all the package God gave to you, Daniel, worry is not part of it. I'm like, how did we move from talking about something entirely different to this point? He just laughed and laughed and laughed and like, say, me, man, I don't even know what thing I talk. And that was just it. So I don't know what you're passing through. I don't know what you have passed through. I don't know what you will pass through. But dear, in that dismay, God is speaking. God is saying something. His writings are all over. Even when you don't see it, there is one. Just trust. Lord, I am listening. Lord, I am listening. What are you saying? What are you saying? If I cannot hear physically, show me. If I cannot see physically, let me perceive it. If I cannot perceive it, let me test it. If I cannot test it, let me feel it. There are so many ways to hear from God. Just yield, and you see, life will become easier. So at this juncture, thank you so much for listening to the Colored Boys Experience on the Lost Podcast. Today we are going all spiritual. Do not forget to hit the subscribe button on Spotify and follow me on my Instagram platform at coloredboy_experience. Do have a lovely time and thank you so much for listening. Do not forget to share. Bye for now.